Are you still friends with Blackmore?
I haven't seen Richie in 2 or 3 years.
Mm.
I don't know if we're friends or not. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think so.
How do you rate him as a guitarist?
These days, average.
Mm-hmm.
In the early days, brilliant.
Mm.
But he's not done anything different. He still is the same as he always was. He hasn't. There are guitar players that I hear that are 15 years old. We just blow them out the back door. I mean, with the speed. The thing that Richie has is he's got great technique, and he has he plays with a lot of emotion, a lot of emotional ability.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think that a guitar player who has the great tools that Richie has done anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
He stays stuck in the same kind of music time after time after time. Every song begins with Richie, plays a solo in the middle, and ends with Richie.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he'd be more appreciated if he did it played in smaller doses. He'll always be, I'll always admire Richie for what he was.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about in today's world, I just don't think that he's come up to the standards of the young kids who really care about their instrument.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are depending on Yngwie Malmsteen to sort of take the torch from...
Well, that's a distinct possibility. It could happen. Yngwie has to learn how to write first.
Mm-hmm.
That's his problem. He's a great guitar player, and he can play all the things that Richie could play, and he probably plays most of them a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
But Richie knows how to write.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows how to get the best out of his instrument, whereas Yngwie at this particular point is still... He's still learning. He's still very young.
Mm-hmm.
He's learning his craft. He's got to learn. He's got a lot more years to go before he's going to be the one who can take that torch from Richie.